This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 16th. Well, wheat markets last week caught a bit of a spark after being sideways to working their way lower. We finally saw the spreads turn around a couple days before the market started to get some strength. Got the crop report behind us, which really wasn't all that bullish for wheat. But it did give some support to corn and beans, and wheat tagged along with the corn market that was strongly higher. So we had some nice reversals up late in the week, and that put us in a positive territory, at least for Chicago and Minneapolis. Chicago was up 11 on the week, Minneapolis up 1, Kansas City was still down 5. Corn was up 1, soybeans were up 14. So we still got some harvest pressure kind of leaning on the row crops, but I think with soybeans, you know, getting average yields just barely below 50 bushels an acre is certainly a positive note for beans. But we're also looking at the struggle in Brazil with farmers trying to get the soybeans planted into very dry conditions. So they're kind of delaying plantings, waiting for some rain. That's going to delay soybean harvest, and that's going to then delay corn planting for the second season corn crop, which is by far their bigger corn crop. So all of this has ramifications down the road, not only for soybeans, but for corn as well. Also supportive to wheat on Friday morning, USDA reported that China bought 181,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. So that was definitely a boost to the wheat space and helps explain why Chicago is gaining on the other two hard wheat markets of Kansas City and Minneapolis. With China coming into the U.S. market, that clearly shows they're nervous about the supplies availability coming out of Australia. Australia's had a rough growing season. It's been fairly dry for them. Production is going to be down significantly from last year's record. So with China already coming into the markets and coming to the U.S., we've seen them buy some French wheat. So, you know, one would think they would try to avoid the U.S. So with them coming in now, it shows that they're pretty nervous about supplies. So that's going to provide, I think, a pretty solid floor under Chicago wheat. It might gain on Kansas City and Minneapolis more, but I don't think those other two markets are going to really take a back seat to this because that's where the really tight supplies are. And from a worldwide perspective, you know, that's where your demand's going to come from. Argentina, which supplies hard red winter wheat to the world, is in worse shape than Australia. And Brazil is in as bad a shape as Argentina, but for the opposite reason. Argentina's got another drought occurring, and Brazil has far too much rain on their wheat crop. So they're going to be looking at a very low quality wheat crop. They're going to take as much as they can from Argentina's short supply. So the supply available to the world of hard red winter wheat then would come either out of Russia, which has a lot, or the United States, who does not have all that much. So I still think that all the wheat space is going to move higher into the winter. You know, Russian exports will slow down a little bit, but they've got 4 deep water ports that keep the grain moving throughout the winter. But they've been very aggressive moving wheat right after their harvest. So, you know, so it's pretty likely that their supplies will get tighter than normal as they get into the end of their marketing year. But the bottom line is that world supplies of high-grade milling wheat are relatively tight. And with most of those supplies coming out of the Black Sea, which is involved in a war, who knows how fast that story can turn around. So I just think that, you know, the wheat space has been hit pretty hard. You know, momentum probably is still to the downside. It's going to take a while to turn the trend around, but as we head into the winter, most likely those markets are going to work their way higher. I think the bull spreads will work. So it's, I think, just time it's going to take to turn that market around. And I think it's also worth noting that Egypt bought a lot of wheat last week. They did a private deal with Russia for 480,000 tons, and that was around 265 FOB. And then they also bought another 470,000 on Thursday at anywhere from 259 to 261. So both of those sales were higher than the previous sale that they did in mid-March. It was up about $1 to $3 per ton. So world prices are starting to move higher as well. Looking at world FOB offers for the U.S., at the Gulf, soft red winter wheat was quoted at 257. That was up 7 on the week. Hard red winter wheat at 299 was down 1. Ukraine was offered at 190. That was unchanged. Russia was 230. That was down 10. Romania at 220, down 25. France at 243 was unchanged. Argentina at 265 was down 5. Corn FOB offers at the Gulf, 231, down 4. Off the PNW at 245 was down 5. Ukraine at 165 was unchanged. Argentina at 215 was down 10. Brazil at 225 was down 5. In soybeans at the Gulf, 495 was up 5. Argentina at 520 up 9. Brazil at 510 up 15. So clearly the soybeans are finding some support worldwide. Wheat is mixed. Corn basically just still under some pressure. But I think that as you get into the tail end of harvest, which is still a couple weeks away here in the United States, that the corn market will find it much easier to start working their way higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.